Simulcasting. We got the Bluetooth in for one phone and the Bluetooth in for the other phone. First and foremost, good morning, good afternoon, and good night at whatever time you may view this particular live stream. Of course, I'm your host, Arshon McAway. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, man. I really do appreciate you. It's going to be a very impactful stream. Not going to be too long. Just something that was on my mind, that's been on my mind for years, man. For years. And I've talked about it on here before, from time to time. We'll talk about certain things. And for the most part, man, unfortunately, since the beginning of time, probably since Adam and Eve, we have to work. We have to work. When you're a kid, all you know is fun and playing around. But as you start to tip over into your teenage years, and more so over into your adulthood years, you start realizing that the things that you see that you would like to have or want to buy, you have to work to go get those things. But when you were a kid, when you asked, you would get it. And sometimes you would do some chores about it and stuff like that. But for the most part, when you're a kid, you're kind of given things. And when you're given things, you grow up with somewhat of a spirit or acknowledgement of entitlement. So therefore, when you ask for something from someone and you don't get it, you feel a certain type of way about it. Well, I'm one of those people. I grew up that way. I grew up on both sides of the fence, though. I grew up knowing that I need to work for what I want, but I also grew up knowing that when I ask for something, somebody will give it to me. And for the most part, when I look back on my life, I realize that I have been given more things that I have worked for. And I do appreciate it, trust me. But now that I have to work to maintain bills, I have to work to maintain just my lifestyle, sometimes I think back to myself, man, it sure would be good not to work at all and just have the money just there. You know, I just want the money there. And who doesn't, right? Who doesn't want the money to just be there? At least I know I do, right? But for many of you, maybe you don't have a problem with working. I hated it. I hated it. I hated every aspect of it. I was always trying to figure out, how do I make the most amount of money so I can put it away in a bank account and just peel from it like a banana and just do the things that I want to do when I want to do it. I hated working. I still do. And when I say hate, guys, I really mean it. I hate it because for me, working took away from the creative aspect, of the things that I wanted to do. It took away from it. Always has, always will. When you look at my lifestyle now and how you guys may perceive me, it's perceived as if, well, I didn't know you had a job. I have a job. My job is to take care of my businesses that I have to every day. I have to get into the emails, make sure people get their refunds, make sure stuff gets shipped out, do this, do that. I have to make sure that my business stays functioning. So when you become a business owner, you actually do more work than an employee. I remember one time I was about 18 going on 19, or maybe I was 19, and I was working at a place called BrandSmart, and I loved it. I loved the job. I loved it, right? Hated working, but I loved the job because it was actually an easy job, right? It's like the contradiction in there, right? But I loved the job because I liked the easiness of it, and I also had felt useful. So I kind of didn't mind going to work every day, but I just hated the fact that I have to work for what I wanted. I understand why we do it, but I hated that notion. Because there was something inside of me that was like, I know there's a way for me to just get the things that I want if I just ask for it. I know that there is. I've seen people give things to people just because. So I'm working a job having a good old time, being productive, useful as a supervisor. Went from a regular employee to a supervisor like within 30 days. You know, I was on top of it. I mean, pretty much not my first job, but just my real in tune, in force type of job as far as W-2s are concerned. And as soon as I started getting comfortable and picking up more skill, I had people kind of coming against me a little bit because I was making it look too easy. I don't believe that work should be hard for anyone. I understand that there are some hard and some tough jobs, but I just don't believe that it should be hard for people. Especially if there's an opportunity for someone to teach you how to do it, you just have to pay attention to how to do the job and do it the way they say do it. So anyway, I'm working the job. I get into a back and forth with a couple of managers, and that manager started making it difficult for me to be there. Just for no apparent reason. And as I was going there every day, I started thinking to myself, I said, man, I really feel uncomfortable. I don't know if I want to be here anymore. So I went over to the manager and I told him that. I was young. I was speaking my mind. I said, hey, man, you're making me feel uncomfortable working here. Like, I don't know if I want to be here anymore, you know. And I remember this very vividly. He said, well, if you don't like the job, you can quit. And I never actually thought about it that way. I never really heard it that way, is that if you don't like something, you can quit. But me being 19, I wasn't thinking about if I had something else lined up. I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking like, I just quit the job. I just don't want to work here no more. I did not think about the future. So I gave it some thought. I didn't tell my parents. And I said, yeah, you know what? I quit. But me looking back on it, I allowed that manager to trick me out of my position of making money the way I needed to make it, how much I needed to have saved up. I allowed him to trick me because he was the person that was making me feel uncomfortable, but he also was the person that was like, well, if you don't like working here, then you can quit. I wasn't doing anything towards him, but he was doing things towards me. And I said, you know what? I don't like the way this makes me feel. This is uncomfortable. And from there at 19, believe it or not, my life kind of went into a tailspin because I was making some money. And then the money that I had saved up, I had to spend it because I had to go find something else to do. And I didn't like that feeling. I did not like the feeling of being tricked out of my position. This is why I always tell you guys, don't let nobody trick you out of the money you want to make. If you want to do the gig economy, you want to do Uber, Lyft, Postmates, whatever's out there to sustain your lifestyle, go ahead and do it because you're not the only one that has to do something to make money. But I allowed him to trick me out of my position, not realizing the tailspin that my life was going to go into. And at 19, I kept on thinking to myself, I say, man, I got to figure out what it is that I'm going to do. Because I could tell I'm one idea away from my great fortune. I think that's what everybody, I think all of us are just one idea, which is, when I say idea, I mean you're one person away from getting that approval. And I've always thought that. And I'm just one idea away. So I did the best I could do. I just kept on creating. I just kept on creating. Kept on trying to figure out how to make a way to not work and to just live my life the way I wanted to live it. I mean, because this is my life, right? This is all that I have. You're not living in my shoes. I'm not living in your shoes. So I got to figure out a way how to sustain my life, but how do I get the money without working for it? I know it sounds crazy. It sounds preposterous. What do you mean, how you get the money without working for it? But I'm telling you, man, there's a way to do it. There's a way to do it. But to those of you who do have a job, and you don't like it, here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's some of the most beneficial information you're ever going to receive in your life. If you're working at a place that you do not want to work at, the employer doesn't know that. All that employer knows is, hey, you applied for the job, you got the skill for it, so you fit the position. But they don't know that you hate it. They don't know that you dislike it. They don't know that. All they know is you applied for the job. So what am I telling you? What does that say to you? You have to change your perception of how you feel about working. You have to change your outlook about it. You know that you need the job. And it's not the job that you hate. It's not the job that you hate showing up to. It's probably the people around the job. That's primarily what it is. It's usually the people. You got, you know, somebody saying something inappropriate. Somebody makes you feel uncomfortable. Somebody saying some crazy joke. It's always a person that's doing something. Somebody's always messing up your task. And you have to understand that this job at that present moment, at least for the next 30 days, that's your livelihood. And you can't let somebody trick you out of your livelihood when you know that you need the job. Especially if you live on your own, you have your own car, you're renting or mortgaging your place, you got things that you have to pay for, you need the job. You need it. And if you have little children, they're going to need medical attention, they're going to need food, so you need the job. But you don't allow someone to trick you out of your position because you know that everybody has to work. When you look around you, everybody has to work. We need people to go to the hotels. We need people to be at the restaurants. We need people at the hospitals. So there are always going to be people who are doing things that they don't want to do. Some people enjoy it. I told you that earlier. Some people don't mind working. Some people just can't simply stand it. I was one of those people. I just couldn't stand it. And what it was about working, it was the people for me. But I also knew that there has to be a way that I can get money direct deposited to my account just because I'm me. And you guys don't understand where I'm coming from when I say just because I'm me. I just feel a certain type of way about myself. And again, there probably is a bunch of entitlement towards me because I know that I can do it. I've proven it to myself before. Now, granted, I had to create something in order to get a large lump sum of money, but I guess what I'm trying to say to you guys is I'm looking for my next great idea to bring in my fortune so that I don't have to continue to keep on working. Because I don't like it. I don't want to. But I know that I have to. And when you look at the definition of discipline, you're going to see a picture of my face next to it because I understand I have to keep myself disciplined in order to keep money coming in until I get to a place where I guess you can say I've made enough money to where I don't have to do anything, but I'm not at that place yet. I was bouncing off an idea off myself early this morning, and when people talk about high value men and rich people and stuff like that, I say, man, everybody left out the super rich. In order to be super rich, you have to have a super car, you have to have a super yacht, you have to be super rich, and you have to have a super mansion. What's the correct term for the super mansions is what they call it? That's a whole nother level of riches. You guys talk about high value men and women. What about the super rich? You ever seen the lifestyles of the rich and famous? They used to say, I remember them saying, this person is super rich. And I was like, super rich? How you be super rich? After I get off this live stream with you guys, I'm going to go home. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with this person, but I'm going to check my email. Her name is Carol Roth. Carol Roth, I'm supposed to do an interview with her. I'm supposed to interview her about her book. She's a top-notch celebrity. It's top-notch. Considered to be one of the super rich. Wants to talk to Darshan. A person who isn't. I'm not super rich. I'm one idea away from it, though. I'm literally one idea, meaning one person away from becoming super rich. And I go through this phase with God all the time when he puts me to the test to see, do you really want what you're asking me for? Because look what happens to the people who have it. Look at the people who you think are not working for the money that they're working for. No, they're working for it, but here's what comes with it. What comes with it? Bodyguards, people snooping in your business, paparazzi, people trying to introduce you to drugs, people trying to steal money from you. This is what happens when you become super rich. Are you sure that's what you want? Because I see your idea, and I think it's a great idea, but I'm just going to ask you, just going to confirm, if this is what you want, Darshan, then I'm going to bless you with it. But you have to understand that it's not just peace and positivity that comes with it. It's a bunch of adversity. I was on the phone with my cousin this morning. She called me to see how I was doing. Our family is going through some things, people getting into accidents and stuff like that. So we all checking up on each other. And she asked me, you doing all right? I said, yeah, I'm doing okay. I said, but you know, I'm just going through some adversity. And she was like, use it in a sentence. And I used it, I told her. And she was like, oh, I said, yeah, but I have to understand that when adversity is coming my way, it's a test. Anytime I feel uncomfortable, anytime I'm unhappy about something, it's just the world and God saying to me, well, here's your test. Let me see how he's going to pass it. Let me see what his perception of it is. And for me still to be here, man, I'm telling you, I've passed a lot of tests. I've passed a lot of tests. I've been humbled thousands of times. I've worked dozens of jobs. I've done plenty of jobs where I absolutely positively didn't want to do it. I remember working for a lawn care service. Stephanie was she pregnant? I think she was pregnant or she was about to have the baby. Yeah, no, she was pregnant. And I was telling one of my friends, I say, bro, before this baby come, I'm gonna pick up as many jobs as possible. I say, because when the baby get here, I say, I wanna spend time with my child. So I was working, I'm talking about from Sunday to Sunday, just getting it in, hating it, hate, I just hated it. Getting my skin getting burnt up, it's hot outside. I'm dealing with people that just wasn't right, man. They weren't good people. I'm out there raking up leaves, putting the tree in the mulcher. It's blazing hot. I'm seeing snakes. I'm seeing lizards. I'm seeing spiders. I'm hot. I'm just icky. I'm just frustrated day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. Stephanie was my fiance. She's at home in the cool AC laid up. There's only one income coming in. She was working, but then she got let go from the job. And I say, you know what? They let you go. You know, just go, just, you know, you're about to deliver the baby in a couple months. Just go ahead and take that time off. I say, besides from what we're hearing about it, you're not going to be able to work anyway. So just take the time off, right? It's funny because it's May. It's May. Anaya was born in August. I was working at that lawn care service in the year 2015 in May. In June, when June came, I let the job go. July came, then August, then September, October, November, December. For about 6 months of Anaya's new coming to earth, I didn't work a job. I'm gonna be honest with you. When I think back to it, I don't know how we were surviving. I had some money, but I wasn't working. I was at home. I was at home with her. I was at home with my wife. Well, she became my wife in August. July, excuse me. She became my wife in July, but I was at home with my wife and the baby, and I wasn't worried about money. I wasn't worried about working. My mama would call me, my dad would call me, and one of the things that they would say before they got off the phone is, "Did you find you a job?" But you guys forget, when I said earlier, I was working Sunday to Sunday. I was just saving the money. I was just saving it. I wasn't spending nothing. Stephanie, well, she was eating, but she wasn't eating that much. I was packing the lunch. I was just saving it. I was just putting money to gas. Go to work, put the gas in there, come back. So I was just saving the money, saving it. And the reason I wanted to stay home was because I went to this daddy boot camp, and this lawyer was over this daddy boot camp, and I could tell that he knew what he was talking about, but he didn't know what he was talking about. But he said something that kind of struck me, and I'm actually friends with him on Facebook. I should tag him in this so he can know, man, I don't know, you didn't know what you was talking about. But he said something to me that struck a chord with me, a positive chord. He said, the one thing that he regret is that he didn't take off as much time from his job the way they give a maternity leave to women. He said, "I wish I would have stayed at home with my wife the first 6 months to 7 months of our child being here." And right there, I would say, that's me. I'm doing it. Because he said that to him, he felt like his wife needed a little bit more help because she would call him all the time. And also, he felt like the bond between his child wasn't how it should have been. I look at my relationship with my family and how Anaya adores me and how I adore her. If it wasn't for me staying at home the first 6 to 7 months of her being here, I don't think I would have a good relationship with her. Why do I say that? Because working, even in today's time, working takes you away from your family. I don't care what you do. When your kids don't see you in the morning, because I had to go through this with Anaya when she was about 1 and 2, when she started recognizing. When your kids start recognizing, they get up in the morning and they don't see you, and they go, wait, hold on. My daddy was, he normally here when I wake up. Because when you're with them, they see mommy and daddy is playing. They're playing, you're playing all the time. And that's a good thing for them. But when you got to go to work, and you're at work 8 to 12, 14, 16 hours a day, and you're gone from your family, that does something to your family. You know it's doing something to you. You're thinking, listen, if you have this, I'm only talking to the people who have a positive and loving relationship with their family, who actually wants to be there. That's who I'm talking to. If you can't stand your family, then being at work, that's probably the best thing for you. But you're talking to a person who, I wanted to be home. I want to play. I want to have fun. I want to kick it with my wife and my daughter. So when she would wake up and she didn't see me, Stephanie would have her call me, and Anaya would say, "Daddy, where are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm at work." And she would say, "What's work?" And I would tell her what it is, and she just talking. She don't know what I'm talking about. Even to this day, she doesn't even understand what I do. She doesn't know that. Most of the time when you guys see me in my car and I'm in a parking lot, she don't know that I just came from pitching an idea to get our product picked up as a licensing deal. That's work. I have to take the product into the people. I have to try to convince these people that, hey, I'm the next best thing. And this is, you know, we can do this. And they'll say, well, you know, what's your numbers? Tell them the numbers. And they go, well, we were hoping that you did this. And I'm like, well, dude, come on, man. Come out of a meeting disappointed. Guess what I do? Well, not all the time, but most of the time. Come out of the meeting disappointed, I get on live, start talking to you guys. Then I make my way back home. Look back on most of my videos when I'm in the car. I'm either dressed up or looking like this, but I'm always working. This is work. I got to put it in. I pay myself to do this. My company has to pay me to do this when I got to keep on going out, missing time away from my family. I'm out here 10, 12 hours out of the day. It bothers me. It does. Because I know that I've been in a place in my life where I don't have to do anything. And with my products, I need to amp them up a little bit more so I can become the super rich. But what did I tell you guys earlier about becoming super rich? You're going to have super problems. Being super rich, it isn't just, hey, you got the money, everything's good, you ain't got no problems. You crazy. You're a target. You are a prime target. You're going to have people try to call you. You're going to have people threaten your life. You're going to have people say they're going to kidnap your children. You're going to have people sending you hate messages. You got people that's going to figure out what your email is, try to find out what your address. When you become what they're not financially, you're going to have people after you to take what you have because, you know what, I don't feel like working for it. So I'm going to take it from you. And you have to realize when you become in that status, you're not just a regular person. You're not just a regular smuggler. You're a person of value. You're resourceful. Not just to the world, but to your family. See, working is supposed to be a productive thing. In today's time, especially, I want to say, probably since before I was born, if you were working a job, it was taking you away from your family because you got the 9-to-5 structure. And how it would typically work is like this. Because there was at one point in time where the whole world was on a 9-to-5 and nothing was happening after 5 o'clock. Stores were closed. The 24-hour spectrum about going to retail stores or even gas stations was non-existent. So you would have a father go to work from 9-to-5. His kids are in school from probably maybe 6 in the morning or, you know, 6 to 2:30. So the kids is in school being occupied. The wife is at home cleaning the house, probably just sitting around, just doing whatever she wants to do until the kid comes home. Now she has the kid home. And then a couple hours later, then you come home. And that was somebody's life every single day for years, decades. But now you have the whole family working. Nobody's at home. So when people get home together, maybe no food is cooked. You got to go out to a restaurant to eat. Everybody's too tired. There's frustration up in there. A lot of mischief, cheating, affairs. Kids don't respect you. All kind of stuff happening. Then it made another transition where the women decided to start staying home because they didn't want to work anymore. Oh, I got a baby. I don't want to go to work no more. No, it's too dangerous. So the man goes to work, and now he's missing time with the family. Working will keep you away from your family. And when you're in the expression of the rat race to kind of keep as much money coming in, you're going to find yourself as a man working all the time. I can tell you right now, without a doubt, this is a pure fact, that my wife and my daughter hate. They absolutely hate it. They have had meetings with me. They sat me down. They have hid the keys from me. They will take my phone from me. They hate when I leave the house. Why? Because it's lonely when I'm not there. It's not fun as much when I'm not there, and they just want me to sit home and relax. It's been arguments. I mean, pure arguments between both of them talking to me. Why can't you stay home? Why can't you do this? Why? I thought we had enough money for you to just do this and this now. I go, well, we do, but we don't. And the type of time that you guys want me to spend just staying home, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I'm close, but I'm not there. And this isn't the house that I want to, that I want to call it quits in. I'm trying to build my custom home. I have a custom home that I'm trying to build on 5 acres. That's when I'll be done. And it's going to happen this year. I command it to be so. I command that I will not continue working for the rest of my life. I'm just not going to do it. And again, I understand why people do it. It's just not for me, bro. It's not for me. I'm not going to be working, showing up all the time and pitching ideas. No, I'm going to hit my lick legally, and that's it. And I get it. Everybody has to work to do something to get to where they need to be. I'm done with it. At 30, I put up a post that I retired. I retired at 30. When I retired at 30, I was with Stephanie, but a couple years later, Anaya was born. Golly. So, yo, the money that I had, that was for two. And we got a third one coming? Oh, boy. I said, I got to go back to work. She's like, what you mean? I said, I got to go back to work. I said, I don't know. I don't know how to take care of a third person. I said, my budget, when I looked through my money, it was enough for two people. But a third person changes the whole dynamic. Not even just a third person. A baby that's going to grow up into an adult that we have to take care of. Whether she has a disability or not, we have to look after her until we can no longer look after her anymore. I say, yeah, I didn't budget for that. And a lot of people don't. That's why a lot of people are in the rat race. Because you hear all these misnomers about how to take care of babies and babies need this amount of money. You go, brother, having a child is a lifetime contract. Whether you like them or not, or they end up being in prison or whatever the case may be, it's still your child. And you're going to always do something, whether they disrespect you or not, you're going to always do something to make sure that it's just a little bit easier for them. I've created dozens of products. And if it wasn't for my own website, I'm gonna tell you something. If it wasn't for my own website, I'd be out here broke holding a sign saying we'll work for food, man. The way people treat, the way people treat me, I go, come on, man. You see the product? Why are you treating me like this? Don't get the deal, guess what? Gotta go back to my website. Here I go, guys. Hey, here's Darshan. We'll work for food. Because essentially, that's what we're doing. Right? When you go to work, you can't tell me that you're not working for food. You got to buy yourself some food. But add the food on top of it. Add your bills on top of it. Then add your family who make mistakes in their life, who need some help. Add that on top of it, too. That's what you're working for. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're able to help, then help. I'm just trying to tell you that working for me, I've been working. Let my dad tell it. I've probably been working since I was 8 years old. Definitely the concept of work and what I have to do and being told what to do and what time I have to wake up. I don't think I ever told my dad this, but if he watches this, Dad, I hate it waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It damaged my soul. When I went to go get jobs, one of the first things I would ask these people is, what time am I supposed to be here? They said, oh, you got to be here at 8 o'clock. Anybody say anything close to 5 and 6, I was like, man, brother, come on. Why are y'all getting up so early? Who getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning? I got to be there at 5, which means I need to get up at 4. I got to get ready. maybe kind of grab something to eat or just pack it with me, then I gotta drive there and I gotta clock in at 5 o'clock. I gotta be there at 5, not wake up at 5. That ain't living, brother. I'm sorry. And I dealt with that with my dad. I love my dad. Valuable lesson. I just hated the time. I hated the time. Oh, I hated the time. But he made it better because he would fix these grits. He would make some cheese grits. He would fix food. He knew what he was doing, but he had to work. And he was showing me that as a man who has a family, this is what I have to do to take care of you. So I'm gonna come bring you with me, just in case one day you wanna step into my shoes and take over the business. This is what you would have to do. You have to get up at this time and you have to be there at that time. And sure enough, he knew exactly what time to get up and he knew exactly what time we needed to leave. And we would be at the job site. If we ever got there at 5:30, it was because he was probably motivating himself as well to be there. But I never really seen it in him that he didn't want to be there. He really enjoyed doing what he did. And that's the place I'm trying to get to when it comes to working for myself. I'm really trying to find something that I enjoy doing. And what I found out for myself that I enjoyed doing was I enjoyed talking to people, getting to know them, and talking to them about why is it that you do what you do? Because why don't I feel the way you feel about it? Like, what's keeping you so pumped up about it? I'm curious about that because I'm like, I don't want to do none of this. Do you hear me? I don't want to do none of it. I don't. I know it sounds crazy. I do not. I want to wake up when I want to wake up. I want to go to sleep when I want to go to sleep. But I want to enjoy life. I want to be able to wake up like this week. Perfect example. Today is a good one. I wanted to be able to wake up when I want to wake up, do what I have to do, and say, you know what? I just don't feel like doing it no more. I'm going to go back home. That's what I want to do. But here's the thing. I can't continue to keep on doing that. Why? Because for me and my mentality, I'm not super rich. And if I keep this pace up, we'll work for food. And I know that's not sustainable. It would be sustainable if it was just me. It's not just me. I have two entire full able-bodied humans that I have to take care of. So I got to keep on working. I just don't want to work myself to death. When I had retired at 30, I took some time off. I would say maybe about 2-3 years. Because Anaya, she was born, when did I have her? 32, 33. Yes, I had about a good 3 years of not, you know, I was working, but I was working for myself. I was doing little odds and ends things for myself. And what I had noticed at that time was, I said, and this happened a long time ago, I said, any business I create, I have to have it fully operational. So when I do go to talk about it, I don't have to worry about, hey, well, hey guys, I'm working on this. Like, no, the website's available. You know, here's what it is. You know. So I've had little odds and end jobs here and there. You know what I'm saying? But we're coming up on the 40-minute mark, and it's been fantastic talking to you guys. Sometimes I just kind of want to say things to people to let them know where I'm coming from. But for the most part, this is supposed to be taken in stride of inspiration to you guys. So in conclusion, I would say there are millions of people that have to do things that they don't want to do. if you find yourself not liking what you do for a living, trust me when I say it's just your perception of it. You have to change your mentality about the place that you work at, because your employer doesn't know that you hate the job. Only you know that you hate it, and you get an opportunity to tell us about it. But the person who hired you, they don't want you to work there if you don't like it. There's not a business owner in the world that, if they know that you don't like this place, they don't want you to continue working there, because it's not going to be a good environment for the people around them, and it's not going to be good for you, because you're going to find yourself stressed out and you're not going to be as productive as they need you to be. So if it's a job that you don't like, I would say quit it in moderation, but make sure you don't let anyone trick you out of your position. Be smart. You know that you need the money to take care of your bills and to buy food, so be smart about it. And I think when it comes to work, I think it's safe to say that it's okay for you to hate it, but don't just stay there. Go ahead and figure out a way to get yourself out of it. If it's something that you're really trying to pursue, be smart about it. Change your perception about the place that you work at. If you have a problem with a person, take it up with upper management. Y'all sit down in that meeting. Y'all tell them what it is, because you're trying to live your life in peace. And if they fire you from there, then so be it. But don't quit. Get fired. Get that unemployment, if anything. But don't quit. Don't quit. And look around you. When you're up in the morning, you're not the only one. Everybody else is going to work too. And if those people don't show up at the gas stations, at the restaurants, there'll be nobody there to serve you and what you need. So you have to kind of look at it that way too. You are needed. You are an asset. It's frustrating, but you're not the only one that has to go to work. Even some of the people at the Fortune 500 companies, they don't want to be there either. And they have good paying jobs. So you're not the only one. So know that everything is going to be okay. It always has. It always will. You guys be safe. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.